Well, 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 look who I have here. You think you'd get enough by now? But I suppose we both realize that you're just a wanking fool. Who cares what I do to you? As long as I'm paying a little bit of attention to you, you're more than willing to put up with my cruel attentions. You're just a wanking fool. I'm doing this because it's a form of control. I could tease you, I could deny you, I could even ruin your orgasm, but you'll still come back for more. And it's all because you're a wanking fool. A wanking fool for your mistress. For your goddess, Mistress Alexandra. You'll be a wanking fool for me, won't you? I can tell you're already doing it. I can tell that you grabbed your hard-on and you're already wanking away. You know, there's thousands of men in this world that want to date me and fuck me. And of course, they're man enough to be able to handle that responsibility and that task. But you, no. You are just a wanking fool for me, and you never can get enough. Morning, noon, night, in the middle of the night, you even dream about me sometimes. You could be hard at work, focused on a task at hand, and then you think of me. You hear my voice, you see my face, or maybe it's that luscious body, but whatever it is, you just want to be a wanking fool for me again. You crave to be a wanking fool for me. We could have thousands of phone sex sessions, and yet it'll never, ever take away the desire, the need to wank for your mistress. And it is kind of foolish if you think about it. I mean, I'm getting all of the rewards, and you're just wanking away again. I suppose by listening to these audios and wanking for me, there is a purpose to continue your servitude to the goddess, to the queen, the hypnotic queen that controls your mind, controls that hard on. I wonder what you would say if I told you I planned that I wanted you to wank for me. It really is a huge turn-on to know that there are thousands of men all over the globe that I control. I control their weenies, and I turn them into little wanking fools. Only a very, very select men in this whole wide world are allowed to please me with their penises. The rest of the men I just turn into wanking fools, like you. Powerful, influential guy, and here you are, wanking like mad, staring at my photos, getting lost in my hypnotic voice, my cruel charms. Whatever I want to make you do, you will do it, and you're doing it right now. Your subconscious mind realized it was time to wank. And so you'll allow yourself to become yet another wanking fool for me. Who knows, at this very moment, there could be dozens, hundreds of men wanking off to me right now, and you're included. Oh, why does that turn me on so much? So much power, so much control, and you are just a wanking fool. A little fool that gets hard whenever he sees my photos or hears my voice, so go ahead. Allow yourself to enjoy this wanking session. Go ahead. Squeeze that cock. Make the pre-cum drip out of the tip. You're just a wanking fool, remember? And fools fall for the most silliest of things. I could tell you right now that I'm going to let you ejaculate at the end of this. I am. I am going to give you release. And you're foolish enough to believe me. Of course, I didn't tell you I'm going to make your hand freeze as you're coming. In effect, ruining your orgasm. But that's okay. You're a wanking fool. This right now pleases you. It makes you very, very happy to have this control. To have me controlling the wanking. forcing your hand up and down on your hard, throbbing cock. You know in your heart you're a wanking fool, but we're not focused on that right now, are we? We're focused on the pleasure and the satisfaction you get from wanking for your mistress, for jerking off for her. Who cares if there's hundreds of thousands of slaves around the world jerking off to me right now? You're only focused on yours. You like being part of the mass, though, knowing that I have this kind of influence over hundreds of men. Being able to do it with the snap of my finger, stroking faster up and down, squeezing and teasing that hard cock. Such a little fool are you. But I like fooling my men. I like fooling my little slaves, teaching them who really controls them, who really has control over their cock. We both know it's much more fun when you're listening to me. Wanking for your mistress. That's why you bought this MP3. That's why you're listening again and again and again, because you never ever can get enough. Each day that you wake up is another opportunity for me to make you wank. For me, of course. Isn't that sweet? I suppose it's not so bad once you think about it. I mean, here I am giving you a little bit of attention over your cock, letting you jerk off, allowing you pleasure. Oh, you're such a lucky fool. Very lucky fool compared to some. So go ahead, massage your balls too. I want to see your cock weep. I want to see it weeping pre-cum. I want to see you whimpering, squirming in your seat, feeling that intense pressure, that need and desire to actually ejaculate. I like it when you get like that. It's like I have a hand on you at that very moment, and I'm controlling everything you do, and all you can do is be a wanking fool for me, pumping your hand up and down. Can't stop it. Can't come, can't do anything but submit. You're a wanking fool for your mistress. And you enjoy it so much that you will continue to do that. Every day, every week, every month, you will be a wanking fool for your mistress, Alexandra. Feels so good. Especially after such a rotten day. So rough and tedious and hot and, oh, this is sweet. Being able to wank for your mistress, knowing that she has control over your cock as you pump up and down, squeezing and teasing and working yourself up into a frenzy. Yes. Yes. I like doing this to my slaves. Keeping them hard and horny for me, always making them jerk off, always controlling their cocks, and better yet, being able to control their orgasm, so if and when I choose to let you come, I can also choose to freeze your hand. You won't be able to get much release then, but we always knew you were a wanking fool for me. Up and down, gliding your hand up and down on that hard cock. Feeling the pleasure coursing through your bloodstream, I control that too. Feels so good. Feels so good that you don't even want to fully ejaculate. No, you want to ruin your orgasm for me. You do. You didn't even realize it until this very moment, but you do. Oh, you want to be a wanking fool for your mistress and ruin your orgasm. In fact, you're begging me for it. It's quite pathetic, too. Hearing you beg like that. It's like you really, really need it and you're willing to ruin your orgasm to please me. Isn't that right? My little fool. Yep. You do? I can tell. Oh, that's so sweet and endearing. I love it when my slaves are willing to suffer for me. And knowing that I ruined all of these orgasms are really going to turn me on. I mean, I'm denying you the very thing you really, really crave. And by ruining your orgasm, you won't get all the sexual release that you'd like, but it's worth it. It's worth it to suffer. To suffer like a love-struck fool. Isn't that right, my pet? Your hand is gliding even faster on your cock, gliding up to the tip and down to the base, squeezing, teasing, and getting all worked up. You're my little wanking fool. And the pressure in your balls is almost too much. Look at that. All that pre-cum weeping out of the tip of your dick. I love that. I love being able to have this kind of control over you when you are wanking even faster, gliding up and down, up, down, up, down. Yeah. My little wanking fool getting all worked up, working himself up into a frenzy, knowing that I'm going to ruin his orgasm. I will. I will, and there won't be a single thing you can do about it but suffer for your mistress. So when you hear me snap my fingers, your cock will respond by ejaculating one time. Yep. As you're pumping your cock with your hand, when I snap my fingers, your body will respond by ejaculating one shot, one glorious chance to come. And then your hand will immediately freeze in place on your cock. And you feel yourself trying to finish the orgasm, but it won't be enough. It won't be enough. You'll try and finish. But without your hand, moving and gliding on your stiff prick, there's nothing you can do. You're just a wanking fool for me to play with anyway, so go ahead. Try and achieve that orgasm, because you only have one shot. Faster. Gliding up and down on that hard, aching cock, even faster, up and down, up, down. There you go. Remember, you only have one shot, and if you don't get it right, well, it won't feel very well. Perhaps I should give you a countdown. Countdown from 10? What do you say? 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. I think 10 seconds should be more than enough for you to work up into a frenzy because you only have one shot. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coming, one shot. One shot of cum out of your dick and your hand freezes. It's frozen. It's frozen, but you can still feel your dick twitching beneath your fist. You can feel it trying to finish the orgasm, trying to pump all that creamy cum out. But I've ruined your orgasm. I've stolen it. Oh, but you love to suffer for me, remember? You're my wanking fool. And you love to suffer for your mistress. It's really the only thing I wanted from you today anyway. I like it when I can turn my wanking fools into addicted little losers. Don't worry. I'll let you come again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. As you remember, wanking fools can never, ever, ever get enough. They always crave more. And since I ruined your orgasm, you'll stay even more devoted to me, even more in lust for me. A fool in love for his mistress, Alexandra. Next time, maybe I'll let you come completely. Maybe I'll let you come, but no guarantees, no promises. I like turning you into my little wanking fools. It keeps you devoted to me. Ciao, boys.